Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I'm essentially questioning whether or not I'm the worst parent on the face of the planet Earth after reading this story about food and kids.
Oh, wow. You can really screw them up.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for your...
I came to you
right. With this little thing, and you're like, yeah, man. You're awful. I've always thought... So my daughter, and I don't want her to feel weird, like... But she has like four things she eats. And so when we're eating anything, we make her one of those four things. Like she likes grilled chicken. She likes edamame. She likes sliced cucumbers. She likes, yeah. But like growing up, did anybody else get that? Like if your parents made, my parents made beef stroganoff with so many gross, slimy mushrooms in it. And I hate mushrooms. And they made, like, you had to eat it, right?
Yeah, what we put in front of you is what we're having tonight, and you better eat it. If you don't, then you're going to go hungry.
Or you have to stay sitting at the table.
Which sucks. Our parents did that, but you should never use food as a punishment, but they
You shouldn't.
Do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, eat this. What if I'm not hungry? Doesn't matter. Finish it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Eating disorder right there.
100%.
Yeah.
You don't eat because it's there. You eat because you're hungry.
Hungry. There it is.
But I have never forced either of my kids to eat what we're... What are you doing with Leo?
So we switch it up a lot. So he eats a lot of variety, and which he likes. But if he is not into it, we just take it away. And he doesn't eat.
Wait, so are you saying that if you have four kids, as a parent, you're making four different kinds of meals for each child?
According to this story, if you're a crappy parent, you are. And that's me.
Okay.
Because that's what I've always done. It's like... Mia wants mac and cheese. Noah wants Sonic. Or, like, there have been times where I'm on a run where I'm hitting Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Ted's. Like, and, like, you try to cluster them. Like, there's a bunch of restaurants kind of up in Brighton at Prairie Center where I can get. But I've done that, and that's not good. But although you didn't turn out good as far as food goes, so right. Forcing them to eat, I don't know the right answer.
Yeah, and I'm very picky too myself, but the thing, I actually had to have this conversation with my wife because she asked me, it was ravioli or whatever that she made, and it's, how much do you want? I said, whatever you put in front of me is what I eat. I finish my plate. That's how I eat.
So, you do?
Yeah. So just whatever. Like.
So you're having her mitigate your consumption?
Yeah, because if you want me eating less, just give me less, and that's what I'll eat, and I won't know the difference.
Because you grew up.
You finish your meal.
You finish your meal.
Oh my God, that's okay. Now that seems even less healthy. I don't know which ones. Because here's the deal: if these parents are right, then it stands to reason that I would like stroganoff now, but I don't. I wouldn't eat it if you paid me.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. It makes you go the other way. It doesn't make you embrace new food. It makes you shun it even more.
Both T-Hack and Steve, you're probably the most particular eaters I've ever been around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll put almost nothing in your head. Do you eat anything green, T-Hack?
You know, no.
For real, don't. I've never seen you eat a vegetable on purpose.
No, I mean, I would do a green bean. I would do asparagus. Asparagi. Just singular.
And Aaron, where are you? Like,
growing up was a combination, but like, I'm not a super picky eater, so I honestly don't know.
I just want to know, like, do you think did I screw up? Because here's the deal. I did the exact same thing with Noah. And then one day, the light came on and he eats everything.
the light has never come on for Mia.
And she's not given the opportunity to try other stuff because she's sticking with what she's used to.
Because I keep giving it to her.
Right.
I mean, I try, but then it's like, here's broccoli. And she's like, I don't like broccoli. I'm like, well, you didn't like broccoli 2 years ago, but you have to shove it in your head again. But you don't want to shove food in your kid's head. So what's the right... I don't know the right thing. And then I tried putting cheese on it. Turns out she doesn't like cheese. Because isn't cheese the gateway drug for almost every vegetable?
Right. Yeah.
You throw cheese on cauliflower, they'll eat it.
It's supposed to be, yeah. Or salt. That always helped me. A lot of salt on the broccoli.
I mean, I guess I feel like I've been doing it right. But now, again, she eats four things. I wish I knew how to break her out of it.
Yeah. I mean, Leo is so young where he hasn't gone on strike or anything. So he's still at the age where... if he's not eating, he's probably not hungry. So we just leave it at that. But yeah, I don't know. Once they're older and more, I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, I would love if anybody's got parenting tips on how to trick. But she's 11. It might be too late to trick her into eating vegetables. But if you got any, text us at 51059.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.